you've had criticism all along here because you are seen as trying to solve the energy crisis. But then some critics say you're trying to gain financially at the same time.
If I wanted to do something financially, I'd have never spent $62 million. That'd be a good place to start.
Right.
No, but does my portfolio have gas stocks in it? Yes, it does. I'm for anything American. I mean, it's very clear. You can come at me however you want to. But we better get an energy plan or we're going to find ourselves in tough shape from a security standpoint.
You find yourself a strange bedfellows even now with Al Gore.
Al and I get along okay. Listen, I got out of politics. That's the only place Al and I are going to have any problems. I mean, he wants to get green. He was not aware that 18-wheelers would not move on a battery. When we talked about it and we had lunch, he said, look, I'll come out for 18-wheelers on natural gas if you'll go the battery light duty. I said, that's fine with me. Go the battery light duty. My program is very, very simple. And if the President of the United States will do what he said he would do, and that was when he accepted the nomination in the summer of 08, he said, in 10 years, we will not import any oil from the Mideast. Okay, now let's have the plan. 2 years has passed, no plan. All right, now, this is his plan, I think. He needs to give an executive order that says all federal vehicles in the future will be on domestic fuel. I don't care what it is, just so it's domestic. Second, so that he meets the 10-year target that he gave us, he says the American people in the next 8 years will decide to move to a domestic fuel for their own transportation fuel. So you'll pick a battery, you'll pick a hybrid, you'll pick ethanol, you'll pick natural gas, you'll pick something. Just pick domestic. Now, I can tell you, I've had 38 town hall meetings, and I'm in touch with the grassroots of America. When I ask them, how would you feel if you were challenged to pick a domestic fuel and get off OPEC oil in the next 8 years? I can tell you it's 100%. They'll raise their hands and say, I can do that for America. And we're going to get it done. It's going to happen.
You really see this president making that happen?
If he doesn't, somebody else will, because we cannot continue like we are. If we continue, what's going to happen to us? Mexico will be a net importer instead of an exporter. So that loses 1,300,000 barrels a day for us. Venezuela can't wait to get their oil to the Chinese, but they owe the Chinese $20 billion, so it has to go there. The Chinese are building a refinery that will process their heavy crude, and that's gone from us. That's 1.2 million a day. So between Mexico and Venezuela, in 3 years, that's 2.5 million. If we don't do something about it, where do we go for the 2.5 million? Back to OPEC. Then we'll be 7.5 million barrels. If that is the case, if we go 10 years and do not do anything more than we've done in the last 40, we will be paying $300 or $400 a barrel for the oil, and we'll be importing 75% of our oil.
You've met a good number of presidents going back to Nixon, would it be?
Or further back than that.
How far back?
Well, I knew Johnson. Johnson would be the first president I met.
So all of those coming back through now, you were a big supporter of George Bush, his father too, I would imagine.
Yes.
How do they all stand? Anything unusual? Or
I'll tell you how it stands. Not a one of them ever did anything for energy for America. They never really understood it. They never understood it. They just kept importing more oil from the Mideast. They think those people are friends of ours. I don't.
They didn't understand it, but it seems to be such a simple concept. It's going to take a lot of leadership to make it happen. And they didn't have the energy to do it?
I don't know, but it didn't happen. I can tell you that.
Did you ever stay in the White House?
No, never have. I'll tell you who understands quite a bit about energy. Clinton.
So then what did he do under his
nothing. He tried to, though.
You think he probably tried to do more than many of the presidents?
Yes, I do.
And couldn't make it happen?
No, but now you can because you've got such an abundance of natural gas. That's the key to it.
Interesting. You and John Kerry are now allies on an energy bill.
We were, but they have dropped the climate part of that bill off. They couldn't get the votes. Now, my stuff still holds up.
And for the record, obviously, you question his Vietnam service.
That was 2004, and we're going forward from there. Kerry and I are working together. He's working for America, and I am too. It has nothing to do with politics.
And I only pointed that out to show how the two of you have now come focusing on the same subject and basically do agree.
That's right. We do agree.
There was a time you were going to run for president, wasn't there? How serious was it?
Oh, not very serious. I was going to run for governor, and I was serious about that. But I didn't do it, as you know. I think it was a good call on my part. That was in 92. I decided I didn't want to do it.